the Pew MacArthur Results First Initiative. This analysis is one product of that. You are helping a range of states build this capacity.
Right.
How are things going?
Things are going very well. Actually, right now we're in 14 states and one California county, because I think that this is an approach that isn't just state focused, but it's an approach that other levels of government can also adopt as well. And what we're doing is bringing the Washington State approach and the model that they've developed to other states and helping them implement that approach, which really means taking the cost-benefit model that Washington State's done and customize it to look at the criminal justice programs in Iowa and the child welfare programs in New Mexico, and to really build states' capacity to do this on an ongoing basis. We started doing this really in 2011, and we've recruited the states over that time period. It takes time to do this. As you can imagine, building a cost-benefit model that looks comprehensively across the criminal justice system of a state requires a good amount of data, and it requires data from a variety of sources in the state. It requires data from the courts, the corrections agencies, community corrections agencies, as well as making sure that we're looking at the population data for New Mexico and doing that in a way that really shows the diversity of the state. So it takes an average of about a year to get the model operational. Most states are starting in criminal justice, and then they're building the model out into those other areas. So in the 2013 legislative sessions, four states had their models up and running in time to use during that session. And those states used the approach to target about $30 million to programs which the analysis showed would represent good outcomes for citizens. Three states used the approach to identify things that they were funding that really didn't make sense because the best research showed that these were ineffective programs, and they cut those programs and are moving those funds to things which are better programs that deliver better outcomes. And they're investing in programs that will produce good outcomes. One state's investing in a program that is estimated to produce benefits of over $35 for every dollar that they put into it. It really is a best buy, if you want to think about that, for policymakers.
What's the area, by the way?
That's a criminal justice program.
Okay.
We are still working with states to identify the return on investment of that, because states are still going through the process of allocating those funds to individual programs, and we're still doing the analysis. So we can't tell you yet exactly what the ROI is.
The ROI of the...
The ROI of that $30 million that was targeted with Results First.
Okay.
We'll have that probably by the end of the year. But I'm very confident that it's going to be a show that this approach really is helping states deliver far better outcomes for their citizens in a very cost-effective way.